This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Greater Chippewa Valley are calling for support from the community amid a significant decrease in government funding. According to a press release, organization officials say they're facing critical gaps in the resources they typically provide for area families, limiting their ability to give kids a safe place to go after school. They're calling on community members, businesses, and other Chippewa Valley organizations to help out with donations, sponsoring their programs, or just spreading the word about their funding needs. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to their annual Fall Grazing Conference this weekend. The conference will be held at the Shell Lake Community Center on Saturday from 8 a.m. to around 4 p.m. Attendees will have a chance to check out new agency and commercial exhibits and network with other grazers to discuss new ways to improve their own operations. Residents interested in attending the conference must register by Wednesday, which can be done on the organization's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check runoff risk advisory forecasts before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the agency has an online tool to warn farmers when weather conditions and soil temperatures increase the chance of manure spills. The agency is also reminding farmers that all agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that could potentially impact surface or groundwater, which can be done through a 24-hour emergency spills hotline. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that their services may stall if the federal government shutdown continues. According to agency officials, about $230 million of the $310 million allocated to the Department of Workforce Development for training and employment services this year comes from the federal government. Without that federal funding, things like career counseling, recruitment and retention programs, and apprenticeships for job seekers could see a reduction in services. The City of Eau Claire is reminding residents that alternate side parking rules will go into effect beginning this weekend. As of midnight on Saturday, residents will only be allowed to park on the side of the street with even-numbered addresses on even-numbered days and odd-numbered addresses on odd-numbered days. The alternate side parking rules will be enforced from midnight to 7 a.m. and violations will result in a $30 citation. The alternate side parking rules will be in place until May 1st and are meant to help clear snow from roads faster during the winter. St. Croix County officials are inviting area residents to an open house for the newly expanded and renovated government center next week. The open house will be held on November 7th from noon to 3 p.m. The event will kick off with a dedication and ribbon-cutting ceremony before residents will be invited to take a tour of the building. The expansion and renovation intended to modernize the facility, adding more accessible public service counters as well as meeting and courtroom spaces. The updated facility should serve the county's needs for the next 30 years. Barron County officials say they're still searching for developers to convert the former Bessie Manufacturing site into a mixed-use commercial and housing development. Officials say they've met with some developers already, but many of them want to continue using the site for industrial purposes. They're also seeking funding from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for environmental cleanup. The Rice Lake Plan Commission recommended rezoning the land from industrial to mixed use to the City Council at its meeting on Thursday. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture requesting guidance amid a lapse in SNAP funding due to the federal government shutdown. The letter seeks information on alternate funding sources for the food assistance program and warns that even a temporary delay would have a significant impact on millions of Americans. A letter from the USDA earlier this month advised state agencies that there would be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for 42 million people. As the weather cools down and leaves start to fall from the trees, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be wary of fire danger. According to a press release, there have already been over 50 wildfires across the state in the month of October. DNR officials say the dry weather, gusty winds, and the falling leaves are contributing to increased wildfire risk. Residents should check fire danger warnings in their area before conducting outdoor burning activities until some snowfall brings more protection against wildfires. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance are warning residents of a significant increase in the cost of health care coverage. According to a press release, the 2026 plan year rates for the state's individual marketplace show residents could see their premiums more than double with the expiration of the ACA tax credits. Eau Claire County residents could see one of the largest increases, with a family of four making $130,000 a year on a silver plan, seeing their yearly premiums jump by $24,000. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, to playing from behind. It's the NBA. Stuff's gonna happen. At times you'll find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, if we want to be, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we gotta, really embrace, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. It doesn't matter who's out there. We all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible by late afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 54. Tonight, a few sprinkles possible. Our low down to 38. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.